It is Morning Edition from Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. 40 years ago, later this month, flames race through the state prison at McAllister. Inmates take guards hostage and demand changes. David Hall was the governor of Oklahoma, and he remembers it well.
They were asking for less people in the prison. They were asking for better food, better accommodations. But all of those things were in process under a federal court order that we were administering that had been started 6 months before. It just had not all been implemented. And you must remember, a hot Oklahoma summer generates very big problems in those prisons anyway. And I think that was what fermented the whole thing.
The state prison was overcrowded. In fact, it had twice as many inmates as it was built to hold. Fast forward to 2013. The prison is again overcrowded, so much so that the Department of Corrections can't or won't pick up state-ready inmates from the Tulsa County Jail. Sheriff Stanley Glanz defines state-ready as any inmate processed through the court and ready to begin a prison term. He says the current situation is unfair to local jailers, taxpayers, and even the inmates.
Say I'm a young person and I get sentenced to a program such as a boot camp. Well, if I'm sitting in a jail for 6 months, then I can't start that program and I can't get out of prison until I complete that program.
We asked the Oklahoma Department of Corrections to join us and discuss the situation. The agency declined in an email. The problems at the corrections department are widespread. One of the biggest is funding coming from the state. Sean Wallace is the head of the Oklahoma Professional Corrections Association, and he says there have been lots of changes at McAllister, and he personally does not believe history is about to repeat itself. He does, however, worry about small incidents blowing out of control due to the lack of staffing.
If something goes wrong, we just don't have the staff to respond. We had three incidents. They weren't riots, but they were as close as you can get to one. And, we talked to an officer at Lexington, the reception center. He was involved in an incident out in the yard. I think there were up to about 50 inmates involved, and they had six officers in the entire facility that could actually respond to it. By the time they got everybody up, rounded up together to get in there, I mean, my guy was getting, he's an honor guard. He's, you know, the best of the best. He was getting beaten. And he admitted that, you know, if those guys wanted to kill him, they could have killed him.
Wallace feels the state has the funding to correct the mistake, but would rather look at private prisons. He says other states have been distancing from that model. So what's the attraction for Oklahoma? Wallace thinks it is campaign donations. He feels lawmakers want to keep up the tough-on-crime attitude and will continue to lock up record numbers of inmates. He, however, doubts that is how most Oklahomans really feel.
And I don't believe that Oklahomans want to have the distinction anymore of looking at more women than any other state or any country in the world. And I think that Oklahomans want a fair policy.
In the coming days, we will continue to explore the correction situation in Oklahoma with other experts as we approach the 40th anniversary of the prison riot. Our thanks to the Voices of Oklahoma Project, which helped in the production of this news story. It is 7:39, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.